The Sioux Empire United Way is honestly is a resource. They are an organization that reaches out to the community to collect money. And then what they do is they help fund 47. There's 47 agencies that are funded through the Sioux Empire United Way and receive a portion of their revenue through there, and 90 programs. So they're really a funding resource that helps all of those agencies within the Sioux Empire.
And what were the results?
The results were extremely, extremely positive. We, as a community, raised $9,948,988, wow, which is outstanding. I mean, we ended up being almost $80,000, just shy of $80,000 over goal, and just shy of $150,000 over what we raised last year as a community. 19 years in a row, we've achieved the goal, which I think important to mention, and going back to that allocations, the goal that we have is not a goal that we shoot. It's the needs of our community and those agencies in order to reach those that need those services.
This fund drive is done. The United Way drive is over. Now, how does the ball get rolling again? What's the next step?
Well, next year, and I had the pleasure of, you know, and I served as the volunteer campaign chair, Paul Bruflat. I kind of passed the baton. So when we finished last Tuesday, we finished at about 1 p.m. Then it's in Paul's court. And Paul, actually, I was visiting with him on that day, and he told me the next day, Wednesday, the very next day at 7:30, they had a meeting to get started for the planning, and the first step is to kind of, Paul will form his executive campaign, a cabinet campaign that he'll have in that group of those 35, 40 people. So he'll go ahead and form that, and they'll start meeting as early as June. They'll start having meetings, that group will.
And how do you allocate the money? Do you dole it out over the year? And then how do you decide how much money they get?
It's done throughout the year. Okay. So the dollars go to them throughout the entire year. So it's not one lump sum. And once again, it goes back to that allocation. The allocation group is the one that determines. So they may say, quite honestly, they, you know, it's more than this, but to make it simplest form, they may say, okay, agency XYZ, you're going to be funded $12,000. Next year for this program that you're running. So then they would receive $1,000 a month, or maybe it's quarterly, but it's doled out to them over time.
And then talk about the experience of being the chairman of the United Way in Sioux Falls.
You know, it has been an absolute amazing, amazing experience. And I'm just really humbled, number one, that I was asked to serve in this role. Number two, you know, and this comes from more of personal. I give all the glory to God. I mean, it just is amazing to see the compassion that we have here in our community to reach out to others. We're number two in the country per capita for giving. Palm Beach down in Florida, they're number one, and they get a lot of retirees that come down to their community. Sioux Falls and the Sioux Empire, excuse me, number two in the whole entire country for, you know, for giving. I think it's fair to say that we are, you know, somewhat, we're the envy of the United Ways across the country because we're such a giving community, because we have 1,000 volunteers that come up and do kind of the heavy lifting. And I think it's important to mention too that we have one of the lowest overhead costs. 90 cents of every dollar goes and gets into the hands of those people that need those services. We have 11 staff members at United Way, which are amazing.